All right. This is CITR 101.9 FM, wherever you're listening in the world. You could be on CITR.ca streaming live on that great thing called the World Wide Web, or listening live here if you're driving home from work or whatnot in your car. I really appreciate you listening. And if you're curious, the show has a blog. You can always go there if you can't tune in for the full 1.5 hours. It's at ozstrandedradio.com. Thanks to the news team, Nina and co. Wonderful to have everyone back here. There's a real energy that occurs, I guess, when all the students come back, and a lot of influx of interesting people coming through the doors of this radio station on the second floor of the sub-building at the University of British Columbia. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Every week I broadcast to you sounds from a long, long, long way away, at least if you're locally based here in Vancouver. And always starting out with music from some time ago. And this week I wanted to start out with a band. Actually, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to dive to the other side of the studio and grab the CD so I can tell you more detail. 1 second. Success. The band is called Snout. I always love it when I just kind of randomly come across these bands that I used to love way back in Australia, and they just happen to be tucked away in a strange part of the CITR record library. And this one is by a band called Snout. They were from Melbourne. A really great mid-90s band. Very quirky. Great sort of interesting fuzzy pop songs. I'll tell you a little bit about them and play for you a couple of tracks from this record, which was called The New Pop Dialogue. They formed in Melbourne in 1991 and disbanded in 2002. And they featured Ross McLennan as the principal singer and songwriter. And he is, of course, the brother, I'm pretty sure, I'll check this, but he's the brother of Link from the Meanies, the other Melbourne band that I've been playing a lot of late. So I'm going to play for you right now, 2 tracks. First, these are 2 tracks I remember hearing on Triple J Radio from this record. The 2 singles, Winning Smile, track number 3, and then track number 13, Cro-Magnon Man. So the band is called Snout and features Ross McLennan on bass and vocals. And what have we got here? Here on the Wikipedia, at least, says the second song I'm going to play, Cro-Magnon Man, was voted number 89 on Triple J Radio's Hottest 100 chart in that year, 1996. So, great band from the past. Out on Ogogo Records, which was one of the great indie labels that came out of Melbourne. So here we go. Without further ado, we have Snout from the album The New Pop Dialogue. And this track, first up, is called Winning Smile. Hope you enjoy it. This is CITR Radio. The big come back is a favor. Oh, you're the flavor of forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We miss your winning style. We miss your winning smile. The cream of the crop. So keep your top together. Never ever don't stop. Talking about feeling free. In the animal world, we're staying alive. The pack will survive. If it's sick on your breath, we will kick you to death. I'm talking about feeling free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We miss your winning style. We
myself with a razor. I get my looks from a surgery laser. I am a troll back in the man. I do what I can. Nobody's called on it. It's all that's revolving. And I don't think we'll be too much involving. But I'm a troll man in a man. I do what I can. Troll man in a man. I do what I can. Yeah. Troll man in a man. I do what I can with what I got.
Live at Rickshaw presents San Francisco Psychedelic Garage Rockers, the OOCs with Blind Chick and OBM Thirds at the Rickshaw Theater, Wednesday, October 16th. Get your tickets at live@rickshaw.com. Follow at Rickshaw Theater on Twitter for more information.
All right, here we are. This is CITR Radio and Real Blast from the Past there, going back to 1996. The band is called Snout, really smart, snappy, fuzzy pop punk band from Australia, from the city of Melbourne. This album came out on Ogogo Records. The album was The New Pop Dialogue, and I remember absolutely loving this when I first heard it. And the songs are still great today. Couple of short, snappy songs there. Track 3, Winning Smile, and then track 13, Cro-Magnon Man. So, this is CITR 101.9 FM. So, again, that band, and I'm pretty sure, from memory, that Ross McLennan, the bass player and singer from this band, is the brother of Link Meaney from the Meanies. Very, very talented musical family there. That is for sure. This is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. I think I might dig up some more Snout for another week, but I really need to press on because we have so much great music, including an interview this week with Sparrow Grace. She is a kirtan singer from Edmonton, Alberta. She travels frequently and pops through Vancouver every now and then. Kirtan is devotional singing from India, using Sanskrit mantras. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And I actually had the good fortune to have Sparrow pop in for a live session and interview. So that'll be coming up right in the last half hour of the show. But for now, I think we'll go to this quickly and be right back with some more interesting music from the Australian musical past.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Very wise advice there, CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca if you're listening online. Now I'm going to go to another very interesting band, and thanks to Weldon Hunter, a previous guest on the show, he's a local poet, for reminding me of this band. Really, really unusual name. They were called The Shower Scene from Psycho. That's the name of the band. And they were a bizarre band from Melbourne who spanned most of the 80s and through into the early 90s. Totally uncategorizable. Really quite, I guess you'd call them some sort of art rock band. You know, bizarre get-ups and interesting covers and arrangements of covers. They did a lot of cover songs. Totally twisted and shape-shifted songs that you'd be very familiar with, like Purple Haze, I Want to Be Your Dog, Spicks and Specks by the Bee Gees. And the one I'm going to play for you right now is Georgie Girl. And I'm going to put this up on the blog, this film clip. It's just terribly bizarre. Who did this? Was it the Carpenters? Everyone will know this song. I'm pretty sure it was the Carpenters anyway. So the band is called Shower Scene from Psycho, and this came out in 1986. This is probably the most twisted cover of Georgie Girl you're ever going to see, ever going to hear. Anyway, here it is. The Shower Scene from Psycho is the name of the band. The song is called Georgie Girl, cover of the Carpenters track.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, taking out a seat so fancy free. Nobody we could ever see the love inside you. Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Shopping but never stopping to buy. So shed those cloudy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide in our hearts and tell me the world will see a new Georgie girl. Thank you. Georgie girl. Hooray, Georgie girl. Yippee, Georgie girl.
So hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So there you had it. A very familiar song, but a very unusual arrangement. That band was called The Shower Scene from Psycho, and they recorded that cover in 1986, Georgie Girl. And thanks very much to Sarah, music director here at the station, for popping her head in and reminding me that was The Seekers, not The Carpenters, who recorded that original song. So there you go. The band was A Shower Scene from Psycho, and they were quite a bizarre band, often dubbed post-psych, it says here online, for their exaggerated concept of bubblegum pop gone to seed. The band was the work of singer-keyboardist Simon Grounds, guitarist Feedback Jack Bloom, and bassist-keyboardist Tim Costigan, at least in their original incarnation that lasted through the 80s to 1991, and then on and off again until about 2000, I think, in various forms. Oh, this is interesting. It says here that Grounds and Bloom worked alone in the 1990s, and with Grounds often recording with other Melbourne acts, including Snout. So there you go, the band that I played when we first started the show. So often there's a connection that happens there with the music that I play in the start of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So if you wanted to find more about them, The Shower Scene from Psycho, a very obscure band, but worth checking out. Just in this little online interview, I see one of the gentlemen saying, "We really liked putting things in unexpected context, juxtaposing unexpected sounds, and kind of sledgehammering things out in extreme ways." So there you go. Shower Scene from Psycho from Melbourne. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Now, there's a band coming up playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on the 24th of October. They're an Australian band, current band. We're getting into new music now. They're called The Paper Kites, and we actually have a couple of their CDs here on rotation at the station, and we're going to give away CDs. I'm going to try a giveaway now, and I'll do it again closer to the date. So if you like what you hear in the next couple of songs, you're welcome to call through at 604-822-2487 to win free copies of the CD. We have two to give away. I'm going to play for you a track first from their 2011 debut, and then a track from their brand new album. And presumably, they're on the way from the record company. Presumably, the giveaways will be the new album. But anyway, this is a band called The Paper Kites, playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on October 24th. That's a Thursday night. And we might even have tickets to give away in a week closer to that show. But for now, if you wanted to call through 604-822-2487, you have a chance to get a free CD. Anyway, here's the band. They're called The Paper Kites, and this track is called Bloom.
Try to get it down. Before you fill my head with pieces of a song I can't get out, can I be close to you? Take it to a moment where the fields are painted gold and the trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost, close to you.
So we're listening to the Paper Kites there. If you like what you hear, phone 604-822-2487 for a free CD, if you wish. They're playing in Vancouver later this month.
Touring in support of her critically acclaimed new album, Clover, Jada Kelly's Canadian tour comes to Vancouver. The wolf don't hunt like he used to. Jada Kelly is live at the Railway Club Thursday, October 17th at 6:30 p.m. with special guest Dylan Stone. Clover is available on Divergent Recordings. Tickets available at the Railway Club or online at therailwayclub.com.
Okay, so you heard two tracks there in a row from the Paper Kites. They're an indie band from Melbourne, and they are going to be passing through Vancouver on Thursday, the 24th of October. And we'll be doing a ticket giveaway closer to the date. But today, some CDs, if you wish. Phone through 604-822-2487 for a free CD from the Paper Kites, if you like. Very moody, atmospheric music there from that Melbourne band. Stay tuned, as I said, in weeks to come for ticket giveaways. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can catch us on Twitter at AusStranded. And we have lots of great podcasts up on the show blog, AusStrandedRadio.com. Now, Courtney Barnett is a great female artist from Australia who's been making a lot of headway in international markets. And thanks to Janice McKenzie, who's a big fan, she keeps reminding me of this lady. And I want to play for you the track that's got a lot of people talking. It's called Avant Gardener, Courtney Barnett. And I'm going to play for you three in a row now of great Australian female artists. After her, we'll have Abby May and then Adelita, the amazing Adelita from Magic Dirt. So here we go. Here's Courtney Barnett with the track Avant Gardener.
Thank you. seem to stand on my own two feet. I'm breathing but I'm wheezing, feel like I'm emphysemin. My throat feels like a funnel filled with Weet-Bix and kerosene. And oh no, next thing I know they call up AAA. I'd rather die than
CITR is proud to sponsor the first annual Safe Fest, an all-ages, multi-venue, multi-day music festival, October 10th to the 13th in various locations around Vancouver. Centered around the local music community, the festival aims to be an inclusive experience where access is granted to people of all ages not to only experience the live music scene, but also participate in it. All proceeds go to Safe Amplification Society and the Music Tree to help raise money for the establishment of a permanent all-ages live music venue in Vancouver. For more information, go to safefest.ca.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. I hope you enjoy those last two tracks from two of the wonderful female artists who are creating a little bit of movement overseas. First up was Courtney Barnett with a track Avant Gardener. She's a real great lyricist. She's 25 years old and Melbourne-based. And she started her own label in 2012 called Milk Records and released her first EP called I've Got a Friend called Emily Ferris. And that track you heard, Avant Gardener, is from her second EP called How to Carve a Carrot into a Rose. So the name is Courtney Barnett. And secondly was Abby May, A-B-B-E, it's a first name, Abby May. We've played her track Carmageddon in the past, and that track there was called Trouble. And she is from a very small town on the southwest of Western Australia, so a very obscure part of the country, south of Perth. And, it says online here that she, so she records in a small studio by the Indian Ocean with her best friend and producer Sam Ford. So she's been described as a doom pop artist. So there you go. Electronica/doom pop star, Abby May. So I want to get into one more fantastic Australian female artist, Adelita. I've definitely not hidden my absolute love and adoration for this woman in the past. And she's got a new single out called All Day Venus, which is a sneak peek for her forthcoming album. She was the singer from Magic Dirt, who will be familiar to a lot of music-loving people in Australia and beyond. So I'm going to play for you her latest track up very soon, and also a track from somebody who's popped up on my radar here in Vancouver called Jess Hart. She actually got in touch with me. She's a Montreal folk rock artist, but she's based in Vancouver now, and she has a single that I think is worth playing. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello Vancouver, this is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, so in the last half hour of the show, we have a fantastic interview with Sparrow Grace. She is a Edmonton-based singer who works in the form of kirtan singing using Vedic mantras, part of the burgeoning yoga movement. But she's a non-traditionalist, and she really mixes that traditional style of chanting with traditional songwriting. And was absolutely a joy to interview. And that'll be up in about 10 minutes' time. But for now, let's get into two more fantastic female artists. First up is Adelita, the former singer from Magic Dirt from Geelong on coastal Victoria in Australia. This is her latest single called All Day Venus. And after that, I'll have an artist from Vancouver called Jess Hart. This is Adelita, All Day Venus.
Yeah. We got to make it to the liquor store on time. We got to make it to the liquor store on time. I ain't got no liquor and I ain't got no dime, but we gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. I ain't got no nickel and I ain't got no dime, but we gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. I ain't got no nickel and I ain't got no dime, but we gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. I ain't got no bills to pay and I ain't got no time. We try to make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. I ain't got no nickel and I ain't got no dime. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time. We gonna make it to the liquor store on time.
So those two tracks there. First up was Adelita. She's from Geelong in Victoria. And it was a track called All Day Venus, her latest single. She was formerly the singer from Magic Dirt, a legendary band. And up there was Jess Hart. She is formerly of Montreal, now living in Vancouver. And that was a track called To the Liquor Store on Time. We have about half an hour left of the show, so time for the interview I recorded with Sparrow Grace. She came down from Edmonton, a fascinating person, a wonderful interview. And you'll hear her coming up right now after this. Stay tuned for African Rhythms 2 in the hour from 7:30. Oh, a bit more than an hour. I think hour and a half. Yep. Okay.
Music, drumming, dance, transformation, expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, Kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti, ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community, the continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra. An exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for Mantra. Or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
Back here on CRTR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and very extra special guest today. I'm joined by Sparrow Grace, who is visiting from Alberta in Canada. And Sparrow is a wonderful singer. She is part of the Kirtan movement. Kirtan is a devotional singing that comes from India and has quite ancient roots, and it's a very heart-centered approach to singing and playing music. And Sparrow is part of the real resurgence of that tradition that's taking place in North America, which of course started, I guess, in the 60s. Sparrow, hello.
Hey.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is really great. I don't often get people really in the studio, so this is a real treat.
Thanks.
So Sparrow, so you are from Alberta, which is it's an unlikely place for someone to come from who is deeply embedded in this Bhakti movement of Kirtan. How did you first discover it?
Well, my first experience with Kirtan itself would have been in one of my yoga teacher trainings in Nelson. I remember we had an evening where a gentleman basically came in and shared some... It was Kirtan. It was a call-response collective experience of mantras or music in Sanskrit. So that's where I was first exposed to it. And then I spent some more time in an ashram very nearby to Nelson, Yashodhara Ashram. And they have a gathering every evening, which involves singing in that way as well, in all of it.
How much was music a part of your life at that time, like public performance? Were you already kind of...
I was dabbling. Like I'm a music therapist as well. That's my training and my profession. But so I had done a year of music performance in Edmonton at the U of A. And my mom had read an article just about this thing called music therapy and music as a source for, I don't want to use the word healing necessarily, but just remembering or revealing or returning to wholeness, basically, or uncovering things about human nature. And that really appealed to me. And when I'm quote unquote performing, that's when I feel most comfortable, is when I'm not necessarily there to entertain. It's very similar, but to me it's a slightly different perspective, and that's what I really love about doing things that blend in Kirtan, which is more of a collective experience, in that the audience becomes more actively participant. Even if it's simply through listening, there's an intention or an expectation that there's active participation happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Even like I've attended kirtans here on like Friday nights, whatever, like at the end of the week, where I'm like, you know what, I'm so tired, I just want to sit here and listen.
Yeah.
And I didn't even sing, and it's like you feel part of it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I've been exploring that concept quite a bit, especially this last time around, and just how that active listening is really for me it's what I love. And it is fun to play in venues where people are just, you know, they're dining and they're, and that can be great. But what is most rewarding for me personally is when there's that energetic, it's like a loop. And the environment for Kirtan seems to really foster that somehow. There's like a container, or like the intention is the only word I can think of, not necessarily expectation, but it's like we're coming here to participate in something sonic vibration. Whether we're singing or listening or not, it's like an energetic thing we're sharing.
And which can only lead to a positive outcome. I've been reading a bit about some parts of the rock world in the 90s, and like there were some of the sort of new metal bands who would play these big festivals, and they knew they were deliberately revving people up in a negative way. It was quite focused, and they'd feed into that negative energy.
Right.
And people would literally get hurt in these mosh pits. And this is the different. That's it. That is a sharing of something, but it's a different energetic.
It's interesting because I do believe. I mean, it's not all, as one of my friends would say, care bearers and rainbows necessarily right? Like the idea, and I've come away from kirtans absolutely raw, if you want. Like, so not necessarily, and I've also come away from kirtans completely blissful and high. And so it's like, it's not necessarily to me about finding that quote unquote high blissful space all the time. It's about connecting, being as real with what's happening, and in some way moving and shifting. And there is a difference, and I've been exploring that too in my own processes, of getting in a negative emotion and looping and spinning and building it, versus in experiencing a quote-unquote, and I'm just labeling them as negative, by the way, but like a quote-unquote negative emotion, and exploring it, letting it move, letting it be, as opposed to, like you said, amping it up. And I've really been, I'm interested in that quote-unquote shadow, and how we can use vibration to not reject it, but to like let it be what it needs to be in some way.
That makes absolute sense. It's just a realistic way of looking at things.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet, so I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But for me, it's like I use a kirtan session to bring my stuff to it. And so it's like, even if I'm experiencing things that feel painful or challenging, it's like, well, put it into the music. Or Jai Utal, who is also a relatively well-known kirtan artist from the States, he often says, you know, you're crying out when you're singing to this part of yourself that has wisdom, or an essence of yourself that perhaps has some wisdom around how to move this.
Before we get into any further discussion, let's hear a tune straight up. This is Sparrow Grace, and I'm not sure exactly what she's going to sing. This is exciting, but
I'm not sure either.
Yeah. I like these spontaneous interviews. In any event, we have Sparrow Grace. She has an acoustic guitar, steel string, and she's going to be doing some one song first, and then we'll get back into chatting and we'll see.
Okay, well, I think I'll just start off with something relatively gentle. And this, what I've been doing more and more is attempting to blend some of the songwriting that I do with the mantras. So this is a mantra with some English as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Gayatri mantra.
Mm.
Om Bhur Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devas Yadimahi Dyoyo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devas Yadimahi Dyoyo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devas Yadimahi Dyoyo Naha Prachodayat. Now's the time, step into the light. Lift the illusion of wrong and right. At the edge of your precipice, gaze at the dawning of your bliss and shine. You are the light, just shine. You are the light, shine. You are the light, oh, shine. You are the light. So spread your sacred wings, rest in the current that the spirit brings, and fly, fly so high, 'cause you are the light from the other side. Just shine. You are the light, oh shine. You are the light, shine. You're the light, oh shine. You are the light. Om Bhur Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devas Yadimahi Dyoyo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devas Yadimahi Dyoyo Naha Prachodayat. Shine. You are the light, just shine. You are the light, shine. You're the light, now shine, shine. You are the light.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves, saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. For listeners who are unfamiliar with, can you speak to the Gayatri?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite mantras. I say that about them all, but it's basically a prayer towards the light and inviting the light to infiltrate various levels of consciousness, physical, mental, astral. The word savitur is used, and that is an element of the sun, basically. So when we're doing Surya Namaskar or sun salutations in the original text, then that's one of the lines as we're saluting Savitur, which is, I believe, the brilliance of the sun. And for me, it's just asking that the shadows that we were speaking of before be illuminated by the light. And in this case, it's the sun.
It is a mantra that I do myself, and it's so cool to hear it incorporated into a song. And you know, the word that came to my mind when I heard you playing was anchoring. It's like writing a song that's deeply personal and emotional, and it could be coming from pain or whatever, but it's like to incorporate that, to me, it's like anchoring into something that's so deep and transcendent and beyond your own, whatever your own individual emotions are at any given time. It's sort of like bringing it back to something that's eternal and always there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just so cool to incorporate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I really feel, for me, there's something that can move from a different place when I'm chanting mantras, and I've had that feedback too. People have said, wow, it's just, and it is, it's from, I mean, there's many different reasons why mantras and Sanskrit works the way it does, but one of the ideas is that these mantras have been chanted for years and years and years, and so there's a bit of an energy behind them, because energy once created is there eternally. And so in chanting these words, in some ways we're accessing that thousands of years of people chanting, not just sort of randomly, but with an intention. May I recognize that I am the light, like, let me shine. And so to chant these words that are sometimes sound nonsensical, I can feel into that space more. And then to add in the songs, like you said, it adds a personal dimension. There's a bit of creative expression, and somehow makes them more accessible to the public.
That's true, because let's face it, we are living in a Western context here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all living lives that are less than ideal in many ways, but we can incorporate this knowledge from the East into it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely not a traditionalist kirtan. There are many beautiful traditional kirtans, and each has its place, I believe. One style is not necessarily better than another style, and in that it offers a different spin on a practice. Just like there are different yoga teachers, just like there are different teachers, just like, you know, we all have our own personality. Yeah, just for me, that's what needs to come through, and I don't want to pretend that I have studied for years in a classical or traditional perspective, which would be wonderful, but yeah. I haven't done that yet. So
There's Kananrita Dasi is someone
right,
who's
exactly.
exemplifies that because
yes.
of her very unique upbringing.
Yep,
and she's so gracious to see her and to talk to her, and you don't get the sense that. You can't do it just because she's doing it to such an incredible ability.
Yeah.
You know, that anyone could do it. And even just looking at your chords, you know, me being a beginner guitarist for a year, and I look at that and it's like, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's amazing. Yeah. Wow. So we're talking with Sparrow Grace here. She is a practitioner of kirtan singing, which is relating to bhakti yoga. It comes from India. It's a yoga of devotion. So it's heartfelt singing. It's connected to deep traditions in India, but is done a lot here in North America. Time for another song?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Another song here from Sparrow Grace with her acoustic guitar here in the CITR studios. Beautiful music here.
Let's do Wow. So many choices. A song I performed at Kirtan Vancouver, actually. It is, again, a song and a mantra. And the song is called Life is for the Living. And it's actually, it's one of the first songs I wrote when I was on my trip, to my first trip to India. Which is part of how I got into to chanting, actually. My yoga teacher, as I was leaving my 500-hour teacher training, I was like, what do I need to do? And he's like, yeah, teach asana, but, you know, you really need to sing. You need to do this and go for it. And I'm like, okay. So I bought some crazy Giv-Sun guitar with a V, not a B, in Rishikesh. And just so this was the first song I wrote. And I'm coupling it with a mantra to Krishna, which is the essence of Christ consciousness within all of us, and the one that it loves everything. So Govinda translates to be the lover of nature. Gopala is the lover of cows. So these are direct translations. Basically the lover, right? Conditionally or unconditionally accepts everything. Life is for the living. Take what you've been given and be wise. Be wise. It's different than you'd imagined. It's a gift wrapped up in a disguise. It's in a disguise. It's not what you thought. Truth cannot be bought, not with the currency that you carry. Could be easy. Life is for the living, so take what you've been given. Life is for the living, now take what you've been given. Take it easy. Oh, take it easy. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya. Govinda Gopala, Govinda Gopala, Govinda Gopala, Govinda Gopala. They say the path is long and hard. That's a story you can discard. It's an illusion. To walk your path with ease and grace, put a smile on your face. No more confusion. 'Cause it's not what you thought. Truth cannot be bought, not with the currency that you carry. Could be easy now. Life is for the living, so take what you've been given. Life is for the living, take what you've been given. Life is for the living. Oh, take what you've been given. Take it easy. Oh, take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Oh, another stunning song there from Grace. Sparrow Grace. Sparrow Grace?
You can call me Grace.
Graceful song from Sparrow Grace. Here in the CITR studios, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So that was Gopala... Just a reminder of the...
Govinda,
yeah.
Which translates to be the lover of nature.
That's right.
And Gopala, so go is in Sanskrit is a cow. Gopala translates to be the lover of cows, which, the cow is sacred for various reasons in India, but Krishna in particular really adored the cow. And, so both are names for Krishna.
Reflecting again of just like the immensity of time, like I've... Like yourself, I've spent a bit of time studying yoga and philosophy and sort of comparing it to our Western life and traditions. Learning the guitar now as a beginner, and you're playing these Beatles songs and stuff and the Stones. And I feel connected so much to people in the short space of history of just 50 years of rock and roll. Of like how many great people, or not so great, anyone who's learnt guitar on these songs. And that makes you feel connected and rooted. But this is something else entirely. The immensity of time, Hare Krishna, the Gayatri mantra. I mean, these are things that
have been
chanted.
Well, the Beatles sang Hare Krishna too.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
They actually are one of. As far as I know, one of the first to make this kind of a blend or a transition. They definitely spent time in Rishikesh. Actually, went to the ashram. They spent time at. So this is what I'm doing is definitely not unheard of or new. But
yeah,
yeah.
That's. I mean, George Harrison was like.
There you go.
One of the first. Yeah. So, it's completely complementary. I think it's interesting the time we're living in and how the more and more people like yourself are stepping up and doing it as a real life. Like, what is your life like currently as a performer? What do you do? Whereabouts do you get around touring, and how often do you play, and what sort of venues, that kind of thing?
Well, there hasn't really been a regular. I mean, my life, the last 4 years I've been traveling. Like, I lived in Vancouver for 2010. Mm. And before that, I was in India. After that, I was in India and in Indonesia. I spent a lot of 2011 in Indonesia, Bali. And then I've only been back in Canada since, it's been a year now almost, or just been a year. Mm. So I'm living in Edmonton at the moment. And so in terms of touring and traveling, I mean, I went back to Bali once, but it's been mainly in the West, like through Calgary and then through Kelowna, Kamloops, Kimberley, and Vancouver, Victoria, sort of that, basically touring often in yoga studios. I love house concerts, and so that opportunity to just have an intimate space. I have played in bars. I have played at the NAM. I have, or that kind of setting. There's a really lovely... a restaurant in / yoga studio in Edmonton called Nourish.
I've heard
where
about
I play
that.
Regularly, every couple or every month or something like that. I'll do an evening there, and then we hold regular kirtans there. Where else? Like Raw Canvas in town here. I've played at sort of off the tends to be off the beaten track so far, but I've played at a few festivals, and I'm hoping to expand into the festival realm eventually and just broaden.
And as far as recordings go, is there stuff we can find that you've recorded online?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's sparrowspirit.com is my website. Mm-hmm. That will link you to, I have two CDs, one that is currently in print, one that isn't in print. So the one that's in print is basically just all in Sanskrit. It was recorded in India, and it's called Sound of Ocean. And you can find that at sparrowspirit.bandcamp.com or else on my website. The other one is also linked to Bandcamp, sparrowandadam.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's all on the website.
Sparrow Grace has been chatting with us. She's been visiting down here from Edmonton, Alberta. And we've been graced with her presence because she's actually played live here as well in the studio. Mm-hmm. Maybe one more track to go out. Do you feel up to it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be saying goodbye with this last song here. Sparrow Grace, thanks so much for coming in. I've learned a lot and got back in touch with something that means a lot to me. I've been studying, this tradition, but you ebb and flow. Your life pushes you in directions, and it's good to reconnect and experience it. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's always fun to connect more and
yeah.
share a story or two and
yeah.
find out what comes out.
For sure, yeah.
Awesome. So I'd like to share a song that, and by the way, these songs I'm kind of truncating a little bit. I tend, in the style and what we offer, I can offer a song for up to half an hour at the energy building, right? And this one, I'll figure out how to shorten it a little bit. It was a song that I wrote when I first came back from my first trip to India and experienced going home to my birthplace called Peace River for the first time. And so it's called Home. And it's about being on the prairies. And the mantra that goes with it, the words Chitananda Rupa Shivoham, basically translates, Chitananda is awareness, consciousness, and bliss. Rupa Shivoham is me, is my home, is my essence. The awareness of my bliss is my home, who I am.
Beautiful.
Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham The golden sea canola glows Kissed by a ray of sunbeam light That peeks through the backdrops of a blue-gray Haze of cloud Traveling down this road Each bump and curve now so familiar But I can't seem to stay within the two lines Laid out in front of me So I reach my hand out the window Let the warm air caress my fingers And I try to catch the wind that whispers gentle prairie tales. 'Cause I'm going home. Home is where I will be to rest blessed eternally. I'm going home. I know. Going home. So it seems I like to wander like a nomad within my lifelines. And even now, although I'm going back, I know that it is just to go. But as the sweet honey scent of the clover wafts in and fills the space, I drink it in and it fills me too, and I know that I'm going home. home. Home is where I will be to rest, blessed eternally. I'm going home. I know. Going home. Suddenly the earth opens up, and the valley pours out before me. All the beautiful colors, the green and gold, they draw me in, they draw me in. So down and down descending, I let myself be taken in to all the old memories and all the new melodies yet to come. To all the old memories and all the new melodies yet to come. 'Cause I'm going home. Home is where I will be to rest, blessed eternally. I'm going home. I know that I'm going home. Home is where I will be to rest, blessed eternally. I'm going home. I know. Going home. I am Chidananda Rupa Shivoham. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham.
Oh, so wonderful. Sparrow, Grace, thank you for coming into the studio. This is CRTR Radio, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Wow.
Check me out at sparrowspirit.com.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina! Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so...
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Do you like laughing? Hilarity? Radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream of